Previously on the Brisket in Maine podcast.
But you know, I'm gangsta fool. I'm GP. I had a gun with no bullets for 2 years.
Actually, Zavala's Barbecue does have an OnlyFans that we started like 2-3 years ago. We did it as a joke one day, remember?
Do you have the login? My son has 5 Yeti cups in.
What's going on, y'all? This is CJ.
This is Joe.
And this is the Brisket in Maine podcast show, and it's St. Patrick's Day. I'm wearing green. You're wearing green.
It's really St. Patty's Day?
Yes, it's the 17th.
Can I get you peaches?
No, that's awkward.
Why? We did that the other time. Remember when we played football together in the shower?
Oh, shower peaches?
Yeah, those are the funnest.
I can't really say that they were.
I miss those shower days.
That's awkward.
It was the greatest time, bro. Like, think about it. It was just all us guys and friends just taking a shower together.
Can I be honest? It was very humbling.
Why?
We know the obvious.
Is it because you had a big smile?
I felt like I could no longer, quote unquote, be a bigger brother, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah.
I felt like I was an older little brother.
We were definitely not big brothers.
That's neither here nor there.
Good times.
Anyway.
Bro, that was like 20, over 20 years ago.
Still the same size. How was your week, man?
It was good, man. It was a lot of fun this week.
So you took off the whole week?
I did.
Did actually, you tell your job, or you just not show up?
No, I actually had to use vacation time.
Nice.
I took Tuesday through Friday off.
All right. When was the last time you took actual vacation?
Jose's birthday last year, we went to Disney World.
Okay. So that was actual like vacation.
How about you?
How was my week?
No. When's the last time you took a vacation?
If you ask my boss,
every day,
twice a fucking week. Actual vacation. Here's my thing: if I answer an email, am I really on vacation?
No.
Or if I'm dealing with like work stuff, am I really on vacation?
No.
I don't think I am. He sees it otherwise, but I see it as I'm still working. So I've technically, in going on 3 years, haven't taken a true vacation. So I think I need to take one coming up, actually.
Yeah, you really do. It's good for the mind, bro. Like I'm talking about like a week vacation where unplugged. I said I was going to unplug this week, but I didn't. I still kind of looked at emails, but I didn't respond.
So I'll be very honest with you. So Catherine grew up vacationing.
She did. Her and Kristen vacationed hard.
Yeah.
Like they did like, Graceland, right? Graceland.
Yeah. So yeah. It was SOWP. So it was standard operating white procedure. So summertime is fucking winter breaks. They vacationed.
I always want to go skiing, but I don't want to ski. I just want to go skiing.
Yeah. Touche. But so, let's be honest, like as Mexicans, we didn't vacation unless somebody died. So
I wish you weren't lying about that.
No, it's the truth. And kudos to our parents, but I mean, it is what it is. But my only thing with vacations is, like, I love taking them, but I have a hard time planning them because I'm like, man, like, for one, they're fucking expensive.
Very expensive.
So you're like, a mid-grade vacation is going to cost you $3,000 to $5,000, right?
I was going to say 8 to 10, but yeah.
Well, 35. I mean, if you're going somewhere 8 to 10 in the fucking States.
Disney World?
Outside of Disney World. I mean, that's kind of the caveat behind that. You're spending all this on tickets. But, I mean, just a regular vacation, $3,000 to $5,000 fucking. And they're great while you're there, but I'm like, when you get done, you're like, I would have really rather had that $3,000 to $5,000.
Yeah, but you really think about it, that $3,000 to $5,000 you would have spent
cocaine and hookers, I understand it. But bless you. But that's too, I need a test from you. That's two sneezes.
Somebody here is sick, I think.
But yeah, no, so it's that's always been my thought on vacations, but Catherine sees a difference, so I think we're going somewhere this summer. So
that's good. You know, like you need to.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't know. I mean, it's up to her, wherever she wants to go, so.
Graceland?
I wouldn't mind going, but.
Peanut butter, bananas, sandwich?
I don't know where we're going to go. I mean, her parents are retired, so.
I thought you were going to do Washington.
That we were supposed to in 2019, but I don't know if you remember what happened. Or in 2020, but I don't remember that pandemic thing.
COVID.
Yeah. But her parents, I love it now. Like they called us on Monday and they're like, hey, we're out of town 4 days. I'm like, what?
Where'd they go?
They went to Oklahoma somewhere to go stay at some cabin, stabbing cabin. I think it was, I don't know. They can't get
stabbing
pregnant.
Stabbing
so.
Cabin.
Yeah. So they went there for a couple of days, came back, and I think they're going somewhere here in a couple of weeks. So it's good to see them Just
is he make doing frames again? I need some frames.
We did set up his garage to do that.
So when's he
going to
do it?
I don't know. I think he's already got the itch.
Bro.
You can tell he's fucking bored as shit.
Yeah. He had a good setup.
Yeah, yeah. So I think
his business was like good.
He's taking that to the back. I think he's going to just still do shit on the side as like a little side hustle.
Well, shit, he'll get a lot off of me.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a couple customers who are like, hey, you know, who do you refer, da-da-da, and then it's not the same. You know that.
Like, no, it's not. Like, right. I don't even know where to start to find something.
Yeah, and like Steve is like salt of the earth, man. He's just a good person. Like, I remember whenever we were closing down his shop, and we were like, he picked up everything to the fucking T, and it wasn't about the deposit. He said, well, I shook this person's hand 20-something years ago and told him this, I was going to leave it like the way I found it. And I'm like,
what does that mean? That was 20 years ago.
Dude, he paid like $1,500 to get the lights changed out. And this was for like a $500 deposit. So it had nothing to do with the money. This was strictly morals at this point. So I'm like, dude, fuck that. Leave this shit here.
Hey, Cole, when I leave this place, I'm going to make sure I fuck it up.
We're going to burn this motherfucker down, Tookie.
I'm just saying that. Because I don't have anything about a deposit, right?
Joe, I want you to be you, buddy.
What does that mean?
I just want you to be yourself, man.
Like, are you trying to do reverse psychology or what?
No, I think CJ should be himself too.
I am myself, motherfucker. That's why I'm here.
I think everybody should be themselves, Joe.
This can go down a real bad rabbit hole. We're
going
to stay
okay.
Away.
I'm just like, I'm like, what is going on right now?
This can get dark real fast.
Like, I don't want him to cry.
No. He's fine.
He does have us.
Who has us?
Cole.
He has us?
Yeah. You said the contract. We're kind of screwed.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah.
So
should we get lawyers involved?
For what?
I know. We have nothing.
Yeah. So Jose had golf camp this week?
He did, bro.
How'd they go?
Bro, the first day I was proud of him. He didn't quit. But, man, it was – he thought he was playing T-ball at the beginning.
Oh, he's just fucking just hacking Happy Gilmore in that motherfucker?
Not even Happy. He's just literally swinging a bat. And then it was cool the second day, like they practiced like their stances and everything. And then, you know, the third day he was actually got out on the golf course and he told his mom, he's like, I was on the eighth hole and then we went to the ninth hole. And I was like, oh my God, you were paying attention. You were literally on the eighth hole and the ninth hole. So he starts practice on Tuesday with his coach, Richard. And then
Coach Dick.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. It's old Mexican dude, bro. I think I feel really bad because there's like 12 young kids there, and my son probably took up about an hour of the 2-hour thing by himself.
No shit.
Yeah, I think the coach just didn't want to quit on him. He's like, "We're gonna figure this out." So I was like, "Fuck, all right, that's cool." Like,
what was the age range?
It was 5 to like 16. You know, Jose's only 4, so he was definitely the youngest person there.
So he got to squeeze in.
Yeah,
to the
yeah,
system.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Mason, shout out to Mason. Yeah, he got us in. So it's good. It's good to know people.
Yeah. You said, so I remember talking to you last week when you were buying him off his golf swag, and you chose not to buy him clubs, right?
Yeah, yeah. They say don't buy clubs.
Makes sense. The kid's 4. Like, you want to make sure he's going to be into this, right? Like,
yeah.
And then you tell me that, like,
I get there. And
the coach,
like,
the coach, like, is like telling you, like, oh, no, you're going to share the clubs, da da da, it's no big deal. Then, well, then he's sharing a club with little Bethany.
Yeah.
And Bethany's dad got mad.
Got real mad.
Yeah, like upset.
Real mad. Like real mad. Like, he literally walked over and said, that is her club. She's not going to share.
Yeah.
And me and Kristen just look at each other. We're like, we can't say nothing. I get what he's saying.
Yeah,
he's right.
No,
he's right. It's her club. But, coach, why didn't you tell me go get, you said don't get clubs. And now my, like,
now your son's looking like fucking the little poor kid. Like,
it's okay. You know, it's all right. But, you know, like, yeah. It was
how did
weird.
You not say anything to the father?
What am I going to say? Hey, bro, like.
Hey, go fuck yourself. We're at a country club. I'm paying a membership here. So clearly, motherfucker, I can afford these clubs. Like, what does it matter? Like,
well, you know, so the next day he comes up to me. He's like, hey, I see you in this place. I'm like, nah, man.
We don't need his fucking reparations.
I'm out there. And then the best part was. Where was I going? Oh, I was like, oh, man, you're a member here? It's like, nah, I'm not a member here. It's my father-in-law is a member here. I was like.
You said, oh, that's cute. And then just drop your card.
No, I didn't. But I was like, oh, that's cool. And I made sure that conversation ended really quickly after that.
He probably drove a gas vehicle too, gross.
Probably F-250 King Ranch.
Do you even care about the environment?
He looked like, you know, he looked like he was in construction business, baby.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, yeah. But then I met this other dad.
He had tight Wranglers.
Yeah. Then I met this other dad that was cool as hell. like his son was wild, but like, and then last day his mom was there and we had to get golf carts and she's like, I'm just gonna let him go. I was like, I'll watch him. And the kid was actually really good, but he was just a wild ass, but you know, respect, but you know, but bro, he was knock dead center.
No shit.
And then I came back and you know, they had pizza for the kids and you know, Jose became friends with that kid. I told the mom, I was like, man, he actually did really good. She's like, oh yeah, he was playing with his dad yesterday.
How old is he?
Five, just turned five. Yeah, he was down the middle. There's about three kids that are like 5'6" down just, the middle. I was like, damn. Like true country club kids, right? And then Jose shared his Gatorade.
He shared his Gatorade?
Yeah.
You know, we're coming on the back end of the pandemic, right?
No. We poured it in a cup.
Okay.
And then Jose's addicted to the free popcorn there. Is that
what's in the car?
Yeah, but I try to tell him it's not free, but he's like, Dad, it's free. It's okay.
Yeah. He's going to ape shit at Costco here in the future. Then.
Yeah.
He's
but
shit in the aisles.
Yeah, but, you know, we're excited. It's going to, you know, he couldn't stop talking about it yesterday. He was showing his mom, like, his drills. And he said he wants to go hit this weekend, so hopefully we go to driving range. Nice. So he can hit.
Nice.
But yeah, his bags and clubs are they're from first tee, so you know. And yeah. I told the coach, I was like, hey, you know, because like his backpack, like or not backpack, his golf bag, like it was just didn't work. He's like, I'll get him an actual one, and his driver was a little too long, so he's gonna give him a different driver.
Yeah, mine too. No, that's cool, man. Like I said, I think that's badass. Like, so our buddy Matt is actually going to teach him every other Tuesday outside of
his coach. Teacher. Yeah. It'll be good. And also, like, you know, Matt, I think, did Matt grow up in that country club too?
No, he grew up in the area.
But all his, like, I think every single one of his friends is a member out there.
Yeah. I don't think he has to be. All of his friends are, so he just kind of jumps onto that. But, yeah. I mean, you know, him being a huge golf fanatic and, you know, I mean, he has all the tools to teach him. So I think that's what he said he taught.
Yeah, first tee. Yeah, all the young kids.
Yeah,
So yeah, you know, like, I think he's excited about it. And I think it's good because, you know, it's an individual sport. And, you know, everybody loves me. And I think, not me. Like, people say they love me. Like, individually, you love yourself, right?
Oh, okay. I thought this was a pompous thing.
No. I do love me. But, no, I'm saying, like, it's, like, you have to figure out yourself, right? And I think, you know, I think, like, wrestling. I think, like, golf. You know, they say tennis also.
Pog.
That you're talking about pogs, right? Is that what it is? Or pings? Are they called pings or pongs?
It was a slammer.
Slammer.
I got a couple uncles in there.
Yeah, Trader Village. Oh, you actually do. I remember I met one that came out. I was scared shitless of
Free
him.
Chico. No, but I gotta put some money on his books. Remind me of that. No, but yeah, but that is awesome. Like I said, and it's funny because it's like a tender age too. You want to make sure that they. I mean, they're everywhere at that age. Like. They don't know what the fuck they want to do. Like over the
past, not gonna play football.
I wouldn't let my child play football even if he was anywhere remotely talented.
I used to say that if he was a quarterback, maybe he could play. Fuck that.
He's got the hair.
He does have the hair.
Yeah.
He ain't playing football.
No, dude. Fucking CTE is fucking. It's running rampant. Like we played football.
I forget shit all the time.
CTE is running rampant.
My body hurts.
We played football. And then CTE.
I was gonna say, bro, why do you keep on repeating yourself?
You know, I do wonder that. Like,
but oh, we're fucked up.
You think so?
Oh, hands down.
Which is weird because I didn't play in high school, so I'm like, did I fall at some point? Like,
bro, we got hit from like eight. Like we were like literally helmet at eight, seven and eight.
Yeah, I mean, we played from I played second grade all the way up. So yeah, I mean, I'm sure that wasn't good for the fucking head over the years. Like,
hell no.
Remember, like our junior year, I got a concussion. They let me drive home.
Yeah, and then the coach actually came.
Yeah, they thought they were going to get sued to shit.
Yeah.
Like, I was nowhere of any value to that team, but.
No. It must have been sophomore year because we were
going into our junior year.
Yeah, because we were varsity.
Yeah, because I remember I drove home that night. And
in the white truck? Did you have the white truck?
Like, I got
vroom,
home.
Vroom, vroom. That was the only truck that did not break down.
But I remember being in the kitchen, and my dad was like, are you fucking drunk? And I'm like.
I wish I was.
I'm like, no. And he was like, oh, shit. Like, it clicked in his head. It didn't click in mine, obviously. But, yeah, I'm going to the hospital, and the coaches showed up. They're like, oh, you know, he's a huge asset. Please sign here. but, yeah, so there's no telling. Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you follow March Madness at all?
No.
Like, neither do I. Like,
people get so crunk. Like, Drew, he's like, oh, my God, is your bracket all messed up? I'm like, what are you talking about?
I didn't know what he meant when he said bracket. I'm like, did he, like, buy something and it fell off or something? Like, what did that mean? Yeah.
Like, I don't care, bro. I don't care. This sounds, the only sport I really care about is F1. Other than that, I really don't care about anything else.
I'm going to debunk that in a second. What was the team that lost? Is Furman beat
West Virginia lost, and somebody else lost.
I really don't pay attention to it, I'll be honest.
No, Duke won, Texas Duke. Won. West Virginia lost, and somebody else.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'll pay attention in the what is it, Elite Eight, Final Four, the Hard Two.
But I think they're at American Airlines or the Cowboys Stadium.
Oh, is it here?
Sure. Yeah.
Cole, can you get tickets to that?
Bro, you're
turn,
speaking.
Turn your mic on, bro. Do you have an EP, bro?
You talking about March Madness?
Yeah.
There you go. He has it on.
I'm very upset that I've not watched any of it.
Do you usually watch March Madness?
I watch very little sports these days, but March Madness is one that I enjoy to watch.
But you didn't even go to college.
This is awkward. Neither did I. What the fuck?
I go to UTA basketball games.
Oh, currently. You didn't go to UTA.
Yeah. I think it was Arizona, though.
You're a member, right?
A member?
Yeah, a member
of the men's club?
Alpha Beta.
Nah,
Phi?
Man.
I was in a
fraternity. That's what
you're calling. I was in a JUCO one. I ate a pie. you know, I've never gotten to March Madness. And that's just been my thing. I don't know. Like, I'll pay attention when it gets closer. But so you said you don't pay attention to sports.
Nope, just F1.
Cowboys.
Who's the Cowboys?
Oh, fucking go fuck yourself, dude. Mm-hmm. It's like a hot wife that you know you outkicked your coverage. Like, no, you know you weren't meant to be there. You're gonna love them even though they don't love you.
I don't know who you're talking about.
So we cut Zeke.
Who's that?
Oh, dude, fucking stop, dude.
So is his chef gonna get me out of a job now?
Is this who
chef? Like, his chef is, like kind of blew up.
Who's cutting blue?
No. His chef blew up here in
DFW.
Like,
he got big?
No. Like, blew up because of Zeke. Oh. So, like, is he going to go with Zeke?
Or is that the one that made him the cereals that he was fucking?
I think so. So, is he going to, like, stay here? Because he does stuff for other players. But, so is he going to still cook for them? Or is he going to go with Zeke, wherever Zeke's at?
Who do you think picks him up?
Nobody.
Do you think he's done?
I wouldn't even pay him $1 million.
He's fucking worth that, dude.
For what? 50 yards?
He's a goal line fucking running back.
Bro, do you not know how many running... Like, do you see all the... Like, bro, these running backs, I don't even know who they are, and they're getting like 25, 30 mil.
So it's like NBA, they're getting max contract. Remember Parsons years ago? He got max contract, like 80 mil. It was terrible.
For the Grizzlies?
No, he played for us. Came
no,
from
but
the
no, no, but we didn't pay him.
We gave him fucking max with the Mavericks.
No, we didn't. Like, we let him go.
We 100% gave him max.
No, we let him go.
Call fact check that. See if Micah Parsons got, not Micah Parsons, Chandler Parsons.
No, we didn't max him out. He went to Grizzlies. Grizzlies maxed him out.
Bro, I will let you eat my ass if I guarantee you they gave him max. No, not Micah Parsons. Chandler.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, the Grizzlies gave him max. Chandler, we let him go.
Chandler Parsons, max contract, Mavericks.
Grizzlies.
Told you.
Boom. CJ, you buying Sizzler tonight.
So I got a year ass? I could have sworn they gave him max. I thought we
No, did. We let him go because he wanted max.
It's the CTE. Look, all I'm getting at is fucking the Cowboys are making moves. They're in talks with what's to do from the Cardinals.
Hopkins is a free agent?
Yes. Well, he's not a free agent, but they're trying to dump his money.
Okay, why? Okay.
Okay, no, express your anger. This is good. I want to feel this.
No, I don't
Let it
shit.
Out. No, yes, you do. Look, I'm peeling you back.
No,
Let it out.
No, I don't
Why
give a
what?
Shit.
Yes, you do.
I don't give a shit.
You don't
want to
be emotionally invested because you know it's going to fucking hurt, but you're a little intrigued.
Well, I'm like, why are you going to go get that? We just need to get just use draft picks because everybody that's winning,
they're giving up a second for him, probably.
Like, no, I'm just like, keep your draft picks, man. Like, look, we like our best players we've drafted.
If they're going to do it, they have to do it now with Dak. It has to happen
look,
right
I'm
now.
I'm happy
with Dak.
That we got Gilmore for a third round pick or a fourth round pick or a fifth round
they're
pick.
They're going for broke. They're 100% going
How's
for broke.
How's it going for broke if you just give up a fifth round?
No, I'm saying like we're doing.
We have 1 year.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Like, we have 1 year.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
And then after this, we're done and just let him go. Let him go. Let him go. I'm done. Let him go.
This is the year.
Let him go.
I've already pulled out the denim shorts, the throwback jersey, and the Jordan. What was it? The 12s? What was it? The North Carolina ones? This is our year, Joe. I'm getting a taper fade. We them boys.
I'll make this promise. Okay. We win Super Bowl, I'll fade it up.
Who, you?
Yeah, I'll get a fade.
Bro,
I'll get a fade.
Joe, like, with a fade.
I've never felt more confident about a season until this year.
No way.
Like, they're making moves. We never make moves. We try to make our horrible marriage
work. What move have we made?
We're at least in talks with all these players.
Talks. That don't mean nothing.
Beckham.
Who's Beckham?
Like, it.
OBJ?
Yes.
He scrubbed too, dog.
Like, we will have the most explosive offense, I promise you.
I don't care.
I promise you.
I don't care.
Our defense is – look at our corners.
What do we – like, we don't even want our kids to play football. Look at our corners. Why do we give a shit?
Yeah, it's because we don't want them to get CTE.
But actually, Justin Thomas won the Masters, right? Let me – okay, somebody's slacking. Justin Thomas won the Masters. Man, I just need to use my ChatGPT because my EP can't use Google. Justin Thomas. Yep. So put Justin Thomas Masters menu. He's doing cheeseburger sliders. No, I swear to God. Yep. No, go down.
What's this for?
Now go back. So whoever wins the Masters. Justin Thomas won the Masters, right?
Last year.
No, who won it?
Scotty Scheffler.
Scotty Scheffler. So Google it.
Scotty doesn't know.
Sorry, I'm just thinking of all these. All these people live here in Dallas, right? Justin, Jordan. Scotty, Jordan, they're all friends. Most of them went to Texas. Actually, not all of them. Only two of them went to Texas, right?
Spieth and Scheffler went to Texas. Bryson went to SMU.
Bro, are you not Googling this stuff?
Why Google it? I'm right here.
I want to see his menu.
Scotty Scheffler won the Masters. He's got like cheeseburger sliders.
No, let's see it right here. All right, there we go. So you know this is when you're a Texan. So, all right. Is he from Texas? I don't even know. But I know he lives here.
He's born and raised here.
So, let's see what his menu is. Okay, keep scrolling down. Keep on scrolling. Yeah. Oh, there it is. All right. Oh. So, cheeseburger sliders served Scotty style. What do you think Scotty style is?
Maybe he's got 1 foot in the bed. I don't know.
Actually, I don't think he drinks either.
For real?
Yeah, I don't think so. Firecracker shrimp. Bro, I swear to you, that is from TJ Seafood. Sriracha. Sweet Thai chili and sriracha mayo.
Is TJ's where I got the tuna sandwich?
Yeah. Gosh. Bro, I promise you, that is from TJ's. I would put money on that's from TJ's Seafood. There's no way it's not because that's in the Preston Hollow area, and I'm pretty sure that's probably where he lives. Let's see. Tortilla soup, avocado, crispy blue tortilla strips, sour cream, cilantro, and lime. Do you think the color really matters?
Of what?
Of your tortilla?
No. I mean, it's all dye, isn't it? How does that even work? How do you get a purple tortilla? No,
the corn. The actual corn.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. The corn. There's different color corn.
I guess that, yeah, you're right.
Discover.
Hey, what's the other golf league that's fucking making
waves? Come on, let's finish this and then we'll talk about that. Texas ribeye steak. You think it's a 44 Farms?
Look, if you're Texas, you got to go 44 Farms.
Right. You got to do 44 Farms. Black and redfish. Shout out, Kevin. You remember when we made that redfish for us in the grill?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We need to do that again.
Fuck the grill up, but.
Yeah. Family style mac and cheese. You think it's like cheesy mac and cheese or do you think it's like mac and cheese?
Why would you have mac and cheese that isn't cheesy?
Some people don't like cheesy mac and cheese.
Chester said it best, bro. It needs to be cheesy.
That is true. Jalapeno cream corn. You think Drew made that? Probably not.
Okay, so let me ask you a question because I don't. What the fuck is this Masters Club dinner?
Time. We'll get to that. Let's just finish it up.
A lot of shit.
Fried Brussels sprouts. I bet that's going to be baller. You think they have like balsamic vinegar on top? Vinaigrette? Probably real good. Nice and thick. Give it a little tick. Seasoned fries. I bet it. You think it's a. Who has the best seasoned fries?
What's the place in the Highlands?
Oh, bro. He got to be serving fucking. Wingstop fries, right?
Yeah, Wingstop.
Like that. It has to be Wingstop fries. That's the other Texas brand, right?
But they can't be aged Wingstop fries. Like if you don't eat it there and then you wait to pick it up and it sits there and it gets all soggy and limp.
True. And then a warm chocolate chip skillet cookie with ice cream. Yeah. Cheddar's. That's Cheddar's, bro.
Cookie Monster.
Yes. That's bro. Mm. He literally. Yeah. This is like the most Texas menu ever.
Honestly, it is.
Like, respect.
It is.
But I know when Jordan Spieth won his, he did barbecue.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So whoever wins the Masters the following year, they do a dinner before the tournament. So
and they pick what they want to.
Yeah, what they serve.
Okay.
Like, it'd be cool as fuck if we go serve barbecue there one day.
Let me ask you a serious question. Look at this menu real quick and run down it quick. Don't fucking think about it. Just look at me.
Yeah.
You're on death row or you win the Masters. What are you doing? Go first. Main course.
The main course. Oh, this is good. Main course. Fuck, this is so much pressure. Main course. Like, why did you start with
come
like
on,
appetizer?
Come on.
Main course. Let's see. Like a badass chicken fried steak, like the good batter, like the real one.
Okay.
With some ooh, good mashed potatoes and Luby's mac and cheese.
Okay.
And Luby's rolls.
Okay. Hold on, bitch. We ain't done.
No.
All right. Main course, like the second dish of the main course.
It's like salad or?
No, like a fuck. I mean, you got your steak and shrimp. You got your fucking like.
Oh, like what else? I mean, like,
yeah. Like with it. Like your zinger.
Bro, like I'm a sucker for Papa Do's, like bacon wrapped shrimp with the jalapeno.
Okay. Give me your app.
Can we say Papacito's or no Papado's the fondue, the shrimp
okay,
fondue,
ooh,
or
all right, no,
the seafood
nice,
fondue?
Give me two sides.
I thought I just said.
No, give me like two legitimate sides.
Two legitimate sides.
You want to go salty? You want to go sweet?
My mom's rice.
Okay.
I love my mom's rice.
Okay.
There it is.
And like just a badass baked potato.
All right. Now give me a dessert.
So Lucia in Bishop Arts, about a year ago, I went there and they had a new chef create a dessert. And it was this olive oil cake with this mandarin drizzled over with some olive oil. And I think some kind of like balsamic vinegar and some sea salt.
That was a sweet balsamic.
Hey, what was that again, Joe?
Lucius?
Lucia.
Lucia?
Yeah. In Bishop Arts. No, it's L-U-C-I.
Is that his grandma?
Yep. Dallas. But it was a seasonal thing, so I highly doubt that they have it again. It was the most amazing dessert. It was, you know how you have like a, you know when you're chasing something? I'm chasing that bite. That was the best bite I ever had in my life.
You think that was it? Out of everything you've eaten?
Everything I eat in my life, that was the best bite I ever had in my life.
So you're rounding that out. That's what your death row meal is.
100%. How about you?
Appetizer. Appetizer. Queso.
Damn, that is good. From where?
Oh, I don't know. It's queso. You can't fuck up queso.
You can fuck up queso. You can do it with meat and sour cream and guac inside?
I've never, you know, I hate when people like spice up queso and put meat in it. Like just queso.
Okay. And then a salad or soup or.
Gotta go Caesar.
Ooh, from where?
Caesar salad. Like, look, let me explain something to you. If I'm getting the fucking chair, I won the Masters, you better have some badass chefs figuring it the fuck out, okay?
Okay, okay. Elevate it. Elevate it.
Okay.
Okay, okay. Your main course. The protein.
It's going to sound real Texan.
Damn, I didn't even say dove.
Oh, no, quail. I got you. I'm going quail, and I'm going to sirloin.
Sirloin? No, I know you're a sucker for sirloin. You've always been a sucker for sirloin.
Yeah.
But A1, you got to have A1.
Yes, no, 100%. Okay. 100%.
All right. Sides.
Sides. I'm going to roasted corn.
Whoa. Like elote style, or just you want a corn with just like.
I want a roasted corn.
Like Trader Village.
Yes, we'll go
ooh,
that.
With the lemon pepper and everything?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going the mozzarella tomato thing?
Oh, Caprese salad.
Yeah.
But with good olive, like, bro, I don't think people realize what good olive oil and good balsamic does.
So me and Catherine did that salad the other day. We got the wrong tomato, so we ended up having to make it a salad.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it was amazing.
Man, I love it.
And
dessert.
I
know you're not a dessert guy.
Whole Foods puts it all right there, so you just grab all the shit right there. Hands
down. Dessert.
Dessert, two scoops of Blue Bell ice cream.
Vanilla?
100%. 100% vanilla.
All right.
Why would you not?
So are we going to tell everybody to send us their death row meal?
Their death row's meal? Yeah.
This should be a question for Barstool. Like, we're going to – everybody – actually, moving on, every guest that we comes, we're going to say what's your death row. So I don't know if we can say death row, right, or death row.
No, because after Shook Knight got locked up,
Let's call it Masters dinner.
Okay.
Let's call it your championship dinner.
Championship dinner. So the championship dinner. And – which –
And are we going to ask what their beverage of choice is, too?
Yes. So, well, there's no need to ask because you know it's going to be Yingling.
There you go.
There you go. Fucking, what else was there going to be? Like,
yeah. How about a water? Can I do a Cintia?
I've always been a fucking Evian guy.
I know you have been.
So
this is actually fun. This is the most fun we had in a while.
Actually, you know what? If you're listening, you're paying attention, send in your meal.
And we'll say it.
No, and we'll make it.
Fuck.
The best one, we fucking go to your house, we fucking make it. And
make it with them?
Yeah, we'll invite them over.
We'll go to their house and make it with them?
Yeah, sure.
We're actually going to do that, aren't we?
We need content, so why not?
We're actually going
to
do that.
We are, actually. So we're heading to Ted's house.
Preston Hollow, right?
Yes. Which, I don't know if I can park my car over there.
Last time we went there, like, don't call it Highland Park. It's not Highland Park.
That was very humbling.
It was. I was like, fuck, we're poor.
When the guy said, this isn't Highland Park, this is Preston Hollow, I knew I was two levels of poor beneath that.
Probably, so, you know, we're about five or six.
No, beneath that statement, not even any part of it. So we're doing pork brisket?
We are.
So like a brisket or like a pork that you're going to cook? Like what is a pork brisket? I don't know. Explain.
It is literally a brisket. It looks like a little baby brisket out of a pig. And we are getting it from which farm?
840.
We're getting it from 840 Farm.
It's
Mangalita.
It's 525.
We're going to literally cook it like a brisket.
So
the good thing is it should only take like 2 hours or 3 hours because it's literally like 3 pounds.
So you're hitting it with the beef rub?
Let's do like how many?
If you're going to cook it like a brisket, you got to hit with the beef rub.
No. How many are we going to get?
At least two.
Okay.
So we'll do one beef rub.
I would hope it wouldn't come with three. That's a fucked up pig. So we hit one with the pork rub.
Oh, yeah. One with the pork rub.
And one with the beef rub.
Yeah. And then we get a third one. I want to do one with the burger.
That's not how fucking breasts work. There's two, motherfuckers. Like, I don't know what kind of fucked up fucking
Was that a movie?
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't think they make pork.
Hey, can you see if we get one of those tomahawk pork chops too, so we can make on the Nomad? Ooh. Don't forget, what's our 20% off coupon for Nomad?
What is it?
Nomad Zavala 20.
At Nomads, Roads. Nomad Zavala 20. Which I ordered mine the other day. It hasn't come in yet. So.
Oh yeah. I need to ask him about that.
So what are we doing that?
That's Grayson's job.
In a couple of weeks, I hope. If our head of content puts his shit together.
Just put it on my calendar.
Like, he keeps not getting mad at us because we just keep on doing stuff without him.
It'd be fine.
I'll send a link to you guys and you just accept. Like,
okay.
I'll do mine.
So with this whole, like, Barstool Barbecue thing, so our first segment, we are going to do, if you ever watch Barstool, you see the pizza segments, right? So we're taking one of our closest friends, our cousin Alex. He's actually from Dallas. Lives out there by the zoo. He had nothing to do with the shit coming up missing.
Supposedly,
allegedly. But we're going on the road with him, and we're doing the Big Homie Bites segment, and we're going to go to different barbecue places, and we're taking a chopped beef sandwich. Only a chopped beef sandwich, because anybody can make barbecue, but if you can truly make barbecue, you can make a chopped beef sandwich.
It has to be like if you can make a chopped beef sandwich.
Because you put love in that, you put love into everything.
100%.
100%.
100%. Like, we want your chopped beef sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And Big Homie is going to ask the people in the line, would you like to share this chopped beef sandwich with me?
So we're taking a lucky guest out of line, and we're buying them a chopped beef sandwich, and we're going to sit down with Big Homie, and we're going to share a chopped beef sandwich, and we want your true, real, raw, unedited opinion.
So if you see three Mexicans in a line pulling you out with a redhead,
hide your purse.
You're going to be eating a chopped beef sandwich.
Exactly.
No sides, nothing else, just a chopped beef sandwich.
So that's coming soon. So that's exciting.
And we're going to tell them we want your chopped beef sandwich. The way that you eat your chopped beef sandwich.
Raw, unedited, chopped, and beefy.
And literally, we want to know what the streets is saying about chopped beef. Mm-hmm.
The better the bread. So that's
I'm excited,
that's
bro.
Coming, no, that is
Does
exciting.
Alex know he's doing this yet?
Not a fucking chance.
He's going to love it.
Yeah, he'll figure it out when we just show up. Cole, can you do me a favor?
Yeah, CJ.
Can you pull up Mexican President Fentanyl Crisis?
Hey, you know what's so funny? Ever since something went like... Ever since we went viral on Facebook for some reason. So I posted a picture of the carne guisada. And as much as I'm a fan of Zavala's, what the fuck is this? A sloppy fideo? And then I have to wholeheartedly agree, this does not look appetizing. Inflation of property tax has meaning from home. That's the truth. This is not the best reputation. Shit looks like dog food. Bro, people are so mean.
No, and I understand it. Like, my parents hated me too. Cole, do me a favor. Read this.
The comment by President Andres Manuel López Obrador caps a week of provocative statements from him about the crisis caused by the fentanyl. Mexico City. Mexico's president said Friday that U.S. families were to blame for the fentanyl overdose crisis because they don't hug their kids enough. Reported by NBC News 3 hours ago.
I'm going to be very honest with you. My parents never fucking hugged me. Didn't tell me I love you. I don't think I've ever thought about doing fucking fentanyl, Joe.
Not a good pick. Delete this one. Shit looks like fucking diarrhea.
Who posted that? Because they have fucking, they're living rent free in your head right now.
Actually, that's my eye doctor, Brian Smith.
That's...
I swear.
What
group of people that make
those comments? You stopped that because this guy's got you mind fucked because you're fucking... What is he even talking about?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Like, why are all the accounting sellers?
Why are you upset? Why are you triggered by this?
Hey, they say don't read the comments.
No, read the comments. What are you worried about it for?
You see, Instagram's so much nicer. Like,
this is fucking singles in your area. They're bots, motherfucker. That's not how that works.
Man, I love your food. This looks amazing. Man, this reminds me of childhood. Man, this is killing me. I need it in my life. Fuck, bro. People are so mean, dog.
Let's take one mean comment every week and we'll fucking read it.
Okay, that would be fun. Fuck.
So back to our fentanyl. You ever heard of fentanyl?
Yeah, I get fentanyl twice a year.
Do you?
Yeah. When they do my bone marrow biopsy, they hit me with fentanyl. And then they get a piece of bone out.
Yeah, but
out.
You can't OD off of it.
Bro, don't jinx me, bitch.
They're just going to overdose you on fucking fentanyl. I think they know what they're doing. They're
doctors. The first time they did it, they said I felt it. They said, remind me to give you extra. So they actually give me extra now.
You got an addictive personality.
Bro, I love fentanyl.
Remember that conversation in high school about you taking pills? You got knee surgery?
What are you talking about?
Well, you got fucking, you're popping fucking Xannies.
Hydrocodone?
Yeah.
It wasn't Xanax, bro.
Oh, was it Xanax?
No, it was hydrocodone. Oh. You hear that? Hey, I grew up.
I never found my wallet, so I don't know who.
But so he said it's because we don't hug. I hug my kid all the time.
This is a great segue into hugs, not drugs. I got to be honest with you. Like, that's how I would pitch it. So because we don't hug our children, they're going to do fentanyl.
Well, you know, so... We both, like, you know, the four Americans that went down, you know, two got shot and died. And then, you know, the other ones, like, that's fucked up, bro. Drugs are a hell of a drug. they make people do crazy shit. Mm-hmm. And I know everybody's affected by them one way or another. It sucks. I got nothing else.
Man, this got dark real quick.
You're the one talking about fentanyl, not me. I told you I take fentanyl, bro. By a doctor, gives me fentanyl.
Hey, so 4-1, what's going on?
So 4-1 is our first event at our speakeasy. You got to know the code word. What's the code word to get in?
Speakeasy.
Cool. All right. The code word to get in is speakeasy. We have a class on 4-1 from 8 to 10. We still have a few tickets available. Pull up. And the good thing is Vic from Nomad's going to roll up with some Nomads so we can check them all out in the back.
What is he going to cook on them?
What's he going to cook on them? Great question. Jose taking care of us for 44 Farms. We are getting tri-tip and inside skirt steaks.
Nice.
So we're going to be making some tri-tip inside skirt steaks out back. Cole's making it all nice back there. We're just going to have a good old time. And it's going to be from 12 to 2. Okay. And you get to come talk to CJ, the one and only.
So we got fucking warm meat and obviously the one fucking one and only Texas barbecue beer.
Yingling.
Got to be that.
Damn, bro. We haven't even signed the contract yet. We're in negotiations right now.
Well, I mean, there's no need for that, though. You know what you're getting. You know you're getting a great product. Why would you not want to drink it?
Well, no. I'm okay with that. I just got to make sure they're going to pay us right. Because, you know, we're NASCAR barbecue, right?
Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. So 4-1. So I'm actually not going out of town that weekend. Specifically
hey,
for this.
Any of our barbecue friends, y'all listening to this, and you need some Yingling at your place, we might know a plug. That is us.
Valid point. Speaking of plug, what didn't get plugged this week?
All that rain we got yesterday?
No.
Everybody got flooded? Like, it was so bad.
It was the drip. So Catherine called me the other day. She was like, hey, I'm hungry. I was like, go stop by the restaurant, get some barbecue. And she was like, hey, they got like three things on the menu. What happened?
Benny Keith, I think, got hacked, bro.
Was it the Russians?
That or somebody in an Asian country that, you know, they may be listening to this and I don't want to get, you know, they're getting surveillance from TikTok right now, too.
Oh, it's that real?
Bro.
Well, hold on. What are you scared for? You know that you keep them in business, right?
How? Because Smithfield's own is a Chinese company and we buy their pork.
Oh, I guess. But anyway, finish your statement, though.
So, you know, we get our truck in on Wednesday. No truck came.
Okay.
And John says, hey, our systems are down. I'm like, okay.
Well, you know, his dad's name is John.
You're lying.
And he grew up on the east side. And he's Little John. And he's got two sons.
Shut up. You getting twins?
No, Little John, east side boy.
Oh, my God. So, real talk. Like, we have not had a truck in 3 days. I've been going to Costco getting ribs. I had to go to Mexican store to get hominy.
You went back to the old school shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, these kids don't know, bro.
Like, running through Kroger's buying briskets and shit like that?
Never bought briskets from Kroger's.
Whatever. Anyway, so you had to go do all this shit, and why?
Because their systems are still down, bro. They're literally working. They had to go back to their 1972 mainframe. Like, bro, if I was the CEO, I would have started gone and got inventory manually and started writing down orders and go deliver shit.
Yeah, but they're a huge company.
It don't matter, bro. They're losing millions and millions of dollars by not getting a product out. And how much product expired because you didn't get it out?
So you're saying hit those dumpsters?
Well, actually, I think some people got in trouble because HEB threw away a whole bunch of shit in Walmart down in Houston when all the shit went down, or Austin.
Yeah.
And everybody's was doing it. And
well, that was Houston during the floods, right? They had to throw all that shit away?
I think it was Austin just with the storms that just happened.
Oh, shit.
The ice storm that, you know, because they had straight ice.
Yeah.
But no, bro. No, like,
I've been down. I've seen the homeless.
This was like real life. Like, you know, you always hear about like companies, like, you know, schools. Like, you remember the whole oil pipeline like 3 years ago getting shut down because of security? Like, the security's real, bro. Like, no matter if you're big business, small business, like, it's scary shit.
It's fucking crazy. Like, you hear about this shit, but you're like, and then they get hit, and they're like, why the fuck do they want us? Well, then you got restaurant owners.
Bro, it literally, like, on our one of our chats, like, everybody's like, hey, y'all get affected by this Benny Key stuff. I'm like, yeah. And what do you do? You just pivot.
You don't.
And then, you know, I make carne asada and everybody says it looks like dog food.
Bro, let it fucking go.
Sorry.
Have you never seen carne asada? Yeah. It looks like dog shit. It looks like fucking Alpo. It does look delicious.
It does look like Alpo.
Yeah.
So they're actually right.
Yeah, no, our parents fed us to eat, not to look good, not to go on. Instagram wasn't around in the 90s, Joe. You know what they said? Finish your fucking plate or go to bed.
So we should just put pico de gallo and cover it up, huh? And slices all.
You can put sugar on shit. It's still shit. It doesn't matter.
But it's good.
It's amazing. It's fine. It's the reason our cholesterol is high, but it's fine.
I know, but fuck.
It's
so good, bro.
I'm mad that you're fucking. What? Who's this guy,
bro? No, we have all these people around. No, we have all these people around the world now. I get message all the time. It's like, can I get some in France?
I can't believe you're fucking shook by this fucking dude. This is probably some tool bag sitting at home in front of his fucking laptop, living in his mother's basement. You let this motherfucker tell you something?
You're right. You're right.
Or he's probably like a doctor somewhere that's like fucking like this, like,
well-known
fucking food critic or something like that. So.
Like a Nobel Peace Prize winner or something?
Look, whoever you are, if you're listening to this, if you're paying attention, please, I want to fucking speak to you. I want to come on the show and I want you to fucking, I want to charge you rent because you're living rent-free in Joe's head right now. I've never seen you shook like this, and it's upsetting.
Because it's my dad's recipe.
No, it's fucking somebody's grandmother's recipe from 90 years ago. It's fucking four ingredients and water.
It really is.
Exactly.
It really is. All right, I'm done. I'm good. I'm good. I'm a good mind. I'm a good mindset.
What do you got this coming up week?
Oh, my birthday's next week, right? Next Sunday?
25th?
26th?
26th?
Yeah, we're going to have a crawfish boil, I hope, on Saturday.
YOLO? Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm excited about that. And that's the buddies from Coke?
Yeah.
Coca-Cola, not Kane.
Yeah.
Shout out
to Greg and Corey.
Last year was amazing.
It was. Hopefully, Big Homie don't get in a fight.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Jomie is okay.
He is. Yeah. Have you told him?
I told you to tell everybody.
Oh, this is me? Okay, I got you.
You know, I have no friends.
I'll fix it. I'll find
them. I have no friends. Like, Travis and he come too.
I'll
just bring the whole crew back together.
Well, you're going to see him tomorrow.
They're all going to be there?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Then I'll just sell them.
Yeah, there you go. So oh, perfect. There's your segue.
So if anybody wants to give me a birthday present, like I'll take it. Anything. I'm open.
This is awkward.
I love birthday presents. I don't get birthday presents, so I'll take anything.
You're turning what, 42?
37.
That's an exciting year.
37.
I got nothing.
I know, but it's...
I have an exciting week next week, too, which consists of work and kids go back to school.
Do you ask you?
We're doing this.
Hey, what do you...
You want to do this? You want to get in the car? Don't get in the car, motherfucker.
What do you do next week?
I just told you.
What?
Just work and fucking...
Sorry, CT.
listen to you bitch about something.
Bitch about what?
So that wraps it up.
Oh, we're done?
No, yeah, you got your Bose speaker set up so we can start listening to that now. So that rabbit wraps it up. This is CJ.
I'm just Sonos.
This is CJ.
It's Joe.
Yeah, have a good week.
Peace. This is what we're doing. We are the Barstool Barbecue. We are distributing all the goods and all the content you can ever want.